Season 4, Episode 26 of the Decoded Podcast. We literally have 10 minutes on air. That's all we get today, Chris.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt my feelings either, but
no.
I mean, it'll be an easy one for Shreff. You know, he'll make his coffee and drink it, and we'll be done.
Bite-sized.
Yeah, remember, it's like a Decoded Timbits.
Nice. No.
D-bits?
Bites.
D-bites?
Yeah.
Bites. Decoded no. Bites? What do you want to call it?
B-Y-T-E-S. Now we're totally chomping down on Shreff's space, right?
Bites.
I think he's got that other pod popping up, something about, is it like coding in real time? Like he's mixing coding and podcasting or something.
Yeah, so
we're coming at you, Shreff. Decoded Bites. B-Y-T-E. Yeah, and these are just like our little 10-minute adrenaline hits. Actually, in truth, it's just because we spent so much time on the on-ramp and both of us have busy days. So we only have time for a bite.
Well, that's the title of our show today, Decoded Bites.
Bites, unless I mess it up and put something else up.
No. Well, you can do what you want on your end, and I'm going to do what I want on mine.
We are. We're going to go kaleidoscopic style and title this one whatever we need.
How was your week?
My week was, my week's the kind of week that makes me stoked to have a teacher candidate with me right now, because my week is the kind of week that there's no faculty that will be able to show and share the connective tissue between curriculum like my teacher candidate got to experience this past week.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've shared some of the deeper stories with you. I've listened to many, many conversations online about what that learning model can look like. And I know that faculties are craving to have their candidates in our schools, and I get the challenge of it because right now some school boards are not like they can't fulfill the order, right? So my TC is with me from Nipissing, and my teacher candidate, dude's name is Corey, and I will tell you, he came to me wanting to find out about special education, and his growth has been phenomenal to the point where I'm sharing some planning pieces and sharing some IPRC pieces and sharing some IEP development. And he's cruising through it, reading some of the details, and the guy's got the fluency. So what started as a 60-hour, a little bit like a practicum, but they call it a learning experience. He wanted to learn more about spec ed. He's staying on for an extra week. He said, I want to stay. But when we talk about this past week was exactly the type of week that, I have never heard any faculty student talk about, even be able to ask about, or in many cases probably wouldn't have experienced. Because of my schedule, I'm heavily resourcing right now. So for Corey gets a front seat view of what that looks like. And the dude is, he's soaking it up. So as an associate teacher, as a mentor, this is probably, this particular placement has been one of the richest so far. Definitely one of the richest so far, to the point where things that I'm going through, and he doesn't always get to be in the room because some of the stuff that we're working through, the teacher candidate in general, I'm still making decisions as far as some privacy things that, I'm choosing some spaces that he can and can't be in. But as I'm going through it, I'm already excited to debrief and put some bites, decoded bites, together for him. Because I know that, again, he's going to go on to his next practicum. And this is the time for him to kind of get this stuff locked in. And the last thing I'll say just on that is what's been really cool is some of the, when he first came to me, we started talking about self-efficacy as a teacher, and we started to talk about that when he gets a contract in September, if he can secure that contract. It won't matter that he's in day zero and I'm at year 16. We both will be guided by the exact same rule book. We're going to be confronted with the exact same system of education. We're going to be supported by the exact same union. And my hope for him, as I told him, I like, reach out, but know as well the responsibility of what that day holds. Because the day before, you are free to a degree. You are free to be you. You're free to sort of think of yourself, enjoy that you're a teacher candidate. But when your contract starts, you bear all the responsibilities, you bear all of the rights and privileges, and you also, you're official. And that is no small thing. So with that as an anchoring conversation, he stepped up and said, show me as much as I can, because he's really in an honest way and a humble way, and in a really curious and inquisitive way, pursued the experience. Not me. He's pursued the experience, and he keeps wanting to sort of see more. So this past week, when it comes to mentorship, I would say this is a peak week.
I'm glad that you dropped that part about telling your teacher candidate that, listen, you know, next year at this time, you could be in the classroom as an LTO or a full-time permanent teacher. And once it's on, it's on. There's no stepping away from any rights or responsibilities. It's you're full-fledged on day one, as full-fledged as we are on you know, year 20. Mm-hmm. I love that because I see teacher candidates floating around in my school, and I get a vibe that they're just there, right? They're just there. And I wonder if somebody said to them, hey, soak up as much as you can, be as detailed and eyes wide open as you can, because once you enter into this officially, there's no turning back. You're in. You can say, well, I'd never done that before. But everybody's going to look at you and say, well, get it. Let's go get it done. So you've never done it. So talk to somebody, or here, these two people, they can help you, but you need to get it done. There is no, here, I'll give you an example before we go. My wife had a student teacher, and I don't remember what happened. Something happened where, the student teacher was responsible for teaching certain things. And then the student teacher was sick for a couple of days. And then I think it was Christmas break. There was some kind of break. And, the student teacher was responsible for an evaluation. And then the circumstances led to a place where the teacher's, the TC's time had come to an end, but had not finished with the evaluations. And the gist I got from what my wife said was, you know, the TC was like, well, here you go. Here are the evaluations. And my wife said, well, have you gone through them? Like, have you provided feedback for me and the students and where you think they landed and why? And I think the response was like, no. And I think my wife's response was, well, you better get that done. Like, I don't care if your time is up. You are responsible for this. And what would you like me to say? Now, this is me talking. What would you like me to say in your evaluation? Like, I have to report on how you did. So you want me to report that the last thing you did was unfinished because your time came to an end and you punched out of the clock? Like, we know that it doesn't work that way once you're in. Once you're in, like, I can choose today not to check my email. I can choose to do that because it's Saturday. But, you know, I can't escape that reality very long. The reality is that sometimes my administrators will email me on a Saturday, or sometimes a colleague will try to connect with me on the weekend because that's when they're finally free, right? That's when like they can breathe and like, okay, I need to reach out to this person, I've got some questions, I need to look into this. So I can't just say it's, I can say it's Saturday, I'm out. But I believe that the best place to land is somewhere in the middle, right? So I will take time for myself today, but at some point I will check my email. I will still engage in planning for this coming week, right? Because I chose not to do it all this last week. So it's just interesting, this idea that once you're in, you're in. There's, like you said, I like what you said about rights and privileges, because all of a sudden you do receive these privileges, or that you become privileged because of the power you hold and the title that is now official, that you're official. You're a teacher, an Ontario teacher, you're certified and you have employment and you need to step up.
You do. And you know, what's been kind of cool is he hasn't looked away from that, which is important, because part of it is this past week had to do with, I don't even know how to completely shape it, but it had to do with, so me as a cert and building relationships with families, what often happens is that I'm resourcing the student, but I'm also a resource to the family. And there's this moment where you realize your resourcing and relationship has brought you to the kitchen table, not the kid and the family to the school. And we talked about this before about the responsibility and sometimes a little bit of the burden that we feel to sort of carry that responsibility, because we're now inside people's homes teaching digitally, right? But the relationships that I've built with students and the families means that sometimes sitting at the kitchen table, you are connected with issues that previously would have been only considered a family issue, and it would have never made it to the school. They would have sort of worked it through themselves. But our relationships are different. They're a little bit different now. And we're not as able to compartmentalize. So the issues that we were working through on one level that I was working through this past week are not textbook education, like education-based issues, but education became the bridge. I became the bridge. The team at my school became the bridge to the family, the stuff that some of the families were going through, because we were in the room when some of that stuff happened. And I was constantly checking in with me at 16 years, him at, you know, still, he's like pre-teaching, and I'm making sure, checking in with him, are you still good? Are you still good? Can I help? Do you want to walk away? You have the right to pass. We had several moments like that. And me kind of saying, go take a walk. So where I didn't ask, I just said, go, you can't be in the room for this. And he would zip, he's out, he would go. So he knew it, right? And the other thing too, we talked about, you know, that self, a little bit self-compassion. This was the type of week, I said it to you, I said it to him, where I come home and I just sit in my gratitude for my family. I sit in my love with my family and I hug my kids. That's what the thing is. I hug my kids and I try and fortify them with a bit of a moment. It's like I take my experience and say the best thing I can do is go show my kids the best parts of me in order to somehow, and I know this isn't necessarily a truth, but in order to almost like inoculate them against the world. So you go home and you hug, give them a smooch, hang, play, do the things that remind them that, you know, that I'm dad and I'm here for them too. Often that's one of the reflections I do carry home on my ride, that if I'm prepared to be so intensely supportive of my students, am I balancing that with the exact, if not, like it's gotta be the exact, if not more support of my own family. So I had conversations with the TC about that too, how important it is to make sure that you're tracking both of those lists, and neither one can fall off the radar. You can't walk away from either one. I couldn't. I can't. So.
Awesome. Well, thanks for that, Chris. I appreciate you taking time. What does it say? Tabula rasa?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? I've heard it before.
Put it back up again. It means blank slate. Mm. So that idea that you somehow can be without experience. Like, it's almost like, I mean, in some ways you think about tabula rasa, the idea of maybe wiping the slate clean.
Mm.
But it's also, in the same way, it's the absence of experience. I don't know if you want to make it innocence. Maybe some people might read it that way, but it's definitely an absence of any kind of idea or outside influence.
Mm-hmm.
So you could almost say, you know, we could be born that way, right? We could also have things along the way that kind of stun us and go, geez, like I had no clue. And it just gets in and sticks in. So I think this past week, it's been a little bit like that for me. I'm guessing that it probably was a lot of it like that for my TC. So.
Well, thanks for sharing the bite. It's starting to turn into a meal, and that's not what we want.
Yep. We're out. Snack out.
Have a good one.
Peace, man. Take care.